Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Ashlyn.
Hi, Ashlyn. This is Dick Durian. I had an order with Best Buy that your company was involved in, I'm told, and they came and delivered a combination oven and microwave to my house, and they couldn't install the new one because I needed to get some electrical work done so that the new unit would fit in the same space. It's a in-cabinet, in-the-wall model. And so they put the old unit back in, and I tried to get an appointment through Best Buy to have somebody come and remove the old unit on one day and on a different day come and put the new one in. And that didn't work out too well. I'm not sure what happened there. It seemed like a system issue or something. But that's what I need, is two appointments basically, so that I can have the old unit removed on one day, get my electrician to do the work that needs to be done, and then have the new unit installed sometime after that.
Okay, do you have your order number?
I do.
What is that order number?
1121072691122.
And okay, let's see. Give me just one second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so when they were going to do it before, they delivered that appliance only, correct?
Yes.
Did they leave it
yes.
there? They left it there
yep.
with you?
Yes, it's in my garage. Still in the box.
Okay, give me just one second. Give me just one second so I can look over this account really quick, okay?
Sure. Sure.
Okay, just bear with me one second. My computer is going a little slow.
Sure. Okay.
Just give me 1 minute, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay, I am getting that work done for you. I'm sorry it's taking a minute.
It's okay. It's okay. It's especially okay if it's gonna get it done.
Yes, sir. I'm trying. Okay, I'm not 100% sure why, but on my end of everything, it is showing that everything was canceled for your order. So what we would need you to do is get in touch with Best Buy. I can give you
I'm
that phone
standing
number
in
now
Best
for
Buy
them.
I'm standing in Best Buy right now. They
Oh,
gave
and they
me your phone number.
Oh, heavens. Okay, give me 1 second.
You want to talk to the Best Buy guy I'm dealing with?
Give me 1 second. Let me check on something really quick, and then I will get right back with you.
Okay.
She said in her system that she was canceled. She's checking something else.
And she was going to give me your phone number so I could talk to you. So Alex, since this didn't start out as a Best Buy problem, it started out as our problem of having to have some electrical work done. So if it's necessary, I would not be opposed to paying a little bit more money to get this stuff done.
Oh, okay, and it does like the electrical stuff?
Well, the electrical stuff I've got to get done myself. But in regards to having basically two more trips,
gotcha.
When they've already made one, so.
I appreciate that, sir. I'll be sure that we shouldn't have to charge you anything more to get this resolved.
I'm sorry, it's taking a second. Just give me 1 second. I'm trying
okay.
to get everything worked out.
Okay.
all of
right.
that.
Right. Yep.
Yes, sir. I am still trying to get all of that worked out for you. I'm so sorry it's taking so long.
It's okay.
Okay, yes, sir. Was your old appliance purchased through Best Buy also?
The old appliance? No, it was not.
Okay. So, are you still in Best Buy?
Yes.
Okay, so what I... Well, you could either relate the message or let me talk to him really quick. We need him to send over another PO, a new PO. So, because the current
okay,
one that we have now is canceled.
Okay, let me have him talk to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Alex?
Yeah.
He needs to talk.
Hi there. My name is Alex. I'm part of the customer service at the store. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is Ashlyn with XBO. The only thing we are having trouble with is the PO that we have now is canceled. And we're not able to do anything when it's under canceled, so we would need you to send over a new PO.
Gotcha. Okay, so, like, I'd have to re-ring him out for the installation and the haul away?
Um, since we only done we only delivered for his last order, we didn't do any installs or anything, so we would have to, since it is canceled out on our side, we're not able to do anything, but we would need you to send us a new one over with the same information, but just that we need to do it again.
Okay, so, yeah, because I checked our system, and it didn't look like we returned the services, so I was a little confused, but essentially, if we were to return his installation in Holloway, and if we were to re-ring him out for those, we could schedule him again, and that should show up in your system then?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I know it's really confusing, and I'm so sorry about that.
No problem. Just want to make sure to take care of the customer. So, what can I do here?
But when you do that, it will take around a day or two to show back in our system. But once you get him rescheduled, you can just let him know that date and when we would be out, when he can do it.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I still have those. We did. Do you think it would show up in your system if instead of re-ringing them out, I just went ahead and rescheduled those two services?
Yes.
Like,
it should.
It would take a day or so, but if I just rescheduled them, you think that would make a difference?
As long as you get them rescheduled and put them in, then it should update in our system, but I'm not able to do anything with it because it is canceled on my side.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so there seems to be, there was just some sort of disconnect between my system and your system. Okay. Right.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry about that.
Moment. Okay, so what we'll do. All right, still there, Ashlyn? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and reschedule the Holloway for Monday the 12th between noon and 8. And I mean, I don't know if that's something we might be able to do it. And then we'll go ahead and try and reschedule the wall oven installation. Do you think we'll be able to keep the same day for the 20th?
The only thing is he has to, he was saying he did have to get some electrical work done before we were able to do the install. That's why it wasn't able to be done at first. So I'm not sure as to, that would really be something that we would have to ask him how long it would take him to get that done.
Okay.
Unless we could go ahead and do the Holloway, and then once after that's done, he can call back and schedule, reschedule for the install after he is done with the electrical work.
Okay. I'll give him those options. Just a moment.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, so for the installation, do you think you would be able to get the electrical work done by the 20th, or do you think I should schedule it on that? Okay. All right, so let's see. All right, so I just have to reschedule these. trying to see if my system will keep it. Or if it'll have more issues. Okay. So I was able to get the Holloway scheduled, and he thinks that he'd be able to get the electrical work done by the 20th. So we'll okay. All right. He says he can get the electrical work done by the 20th, so we should then be able to keep the installation date for you guys.
Okay.
But I understand that, like, we'll have to re-put it through our system for you guys to see it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so just as a heads up, I'm running into an issue with trying to schedule his installation. I was able to reschedule the Holloway, but now every time I try to schedule his install, it's giving me issues. Like, it gives me the option to reschedule, but every time I try to, it then takes me back to the calendar saying, hey, we couldn't do that.
I keep updating my system, and I still haven't updated to see where the Holloway was rescheduled. It still says canceled.
Okay. Gotcha. Shoot. Saved. Okay. Question. If I was able to schedule, like, if I can't schedule it for the original time, but I schedule it out a ways, once it comes through your system, would you be able to bring it up to the original date of the 20th, you think?
What we would have to do is when you send that over and we do get it back in our system, once we get the Holloway done and he does confirm that he will be able to get that finished by the 20th, we can request and see if we can continue to do it on that date, if it allows us to do it on that date, if we have anything available.
Okay. Let me do that. Okay. change my goal. Okay. All right. It just does not seem to want to let us schedule the, or it won't let us keep any date for the wall, for the double wall oven, which is very odd. I'll see if I can maybe talk to my help desk, see if they have any insight on the order. But for now, we have the hallway still set. So that'll be taken care of, and then the electrical work can be done. And we'll do what we can for the keeping it on the 20th. We'll just have to try and figure it out on our end. It looks like now it's just the problem is on our system. So we took care of the hallway. I'll try and figure something out for the installation. Ashlyn, thank you very much for helping out. Mr. Durian, if we need anything else, we'll contact you guys again, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Y'all have a good day.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Mm-hmm. And thank you for calling XBO. Bye-bye.